Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shamia Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator, and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where we are on a divine journey in which I truly believe God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your lives on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or areas of expertise and our Shape Us series, which has been designed to shape and support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dream. I want you to know tonight is a night that you got to get your barbells ready because it is time to get into shape to win. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. www.blogtalkradio.com, Inspired Media, the number four, the letter U. Each installment of Motivational Mondays is rich and insightful. This month has been a month focused on developing our shape. Allow me to set up the framework of today's broadcast. I will share Coach Adams for about 40 minutes to our broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for audience participation, at which time we welcome your questions and comments around today's subject. This always lends to an interactive environment, which we absolutely love and appreciate. So we encourage you, our global listening audience to chime in at the appropriate time. I want to encourage you to get your notepads and pens ready to take notes. Your laptops, your desktops, your iPads, your tablets, whatever it is, so that you can capture the richness around today's subject. On today's installment of Motivational Mondays, the question raised is, what is your attitude about your vision? Today we are focused on shaping up our attitude as it relates to our vision, our goals, our dreams. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a moment to invite someone to the show, to today's broadcast, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, an email, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon. Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. In advance, we extend our heartfelt gracious thanks for support with expanding our outreach. Before we move to the next level, it's important to reflect back. Before we move to the next level, let's take a reflective look back. What have we discussed on our Shape Up journey as we have been focused on developing our shape? Well, the first thing that we have talked about is that we must have clear strategies in place. We ultimately have to have a plan, that the plan that we have outlined is our blueprint on our journey, and everything starts with our ability to envision our vision clearly. The second thing that we took a closer look at is the condition of our heart. The condition of our heart is key on our journey, which represents our passion. So we weren't talking about the muscle that pumps blood through our body, but rather our passion, having a strong, compelling feeling or emotion associated with our vision, with our goals, and with our dreams. Today we are going to evaluate our attitude. And I want you to know, our global listening audience, it's time to shape up and win. As we are developing our shape, and at the center of our shape, we find attitude. Is your attitude negative or positive as it relates to your shape? You know, when we're looking at and talking about attitude, it is that manner, that disposition, that feeling, that position, all centered around our mind. What is your attitude? Is your glass always half empty, or is it always half full? Because attitude is truly the key. You know, I've heard a number of quotes throughout my journey, and I wanted to bring a few to the virtual boardroom today associated with attitude, because as we take the time to understand how our attitude affects where we are, our attitude affects where we're going, our attitude affects what we will accomplish, what we will achieve. Our attitude is truly key. Winston Churchill states that attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference. John C. Maxwell says that people may hear your words, but they feel your attitude. People may hear your words, but they feel your attitude. Zig Ziglar, and this is one that stands out for me that I've quoted so frequently, that your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. Your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. You see, it doesn't matter what may be going on in your life and what you may be facing. Tom Stoppard says that a healthy attitude is contagious, but don't wait to catch it from others. Be a carrier. Oh, I love this one. Because so often what I have found is that people often are looking for the negative. They're always looking for the negative. Some people are such pessimists. They always want to find what's wrong in any given situation instead of focusing in on the good, the hope, the positive, what's beyond. Because, you know, what I've grown to learn on my journey, and I share this with you, is that what we speak, we give life to. The very words that we speak, we give life to. And I personally fight to not entertain those conversations that want to go into that negative downward spiral. People mean well, but yet their approach is that of a pessimist, or it's negative. They're looking for the negative in any given situation. And I am one that I am constantly fighting to bring life to my life, speaking hope in the midst of the storms, the challenges, the circumstances. Why? Because I know that there is hope in a greater tomorrow. That's an attitude. And that is exactly what Zig Ziglar speaks about. Your attitude, not your aptitude, determines your altitude. Because if you're only focused on the negative, then that's what you are giving life to. And developing a healthy attitude is contagious. Do you know that people flock to those that are positive? You know, Coach Adams is doing some consulting in this season, and, you know, one of the things that has really inspired and encouraged me that this team that I'm supporting at this time, every single person said, wow, everybody loves to be around you. Well, what they're attracted to, because it's contagious, is that healthy attitude. You know, I have individuals that, and there was this person in my life some time ago, and I tell you, she had it going on, but yet she didn't see that she had it going on. You know, owned her own home, but had a beautiful home, a wonderful career, her own job, money in the bank, healthy, all of these things. I can go on and on, but yet she could always find the negative in any situation. And, you know, this is key when we're talking about living on purpose and fulfilling our dreams and achieving our goals. What is your attitude associated with your vision? Is your attitude that it's too great, I can't do it, it's bigger than me, so I won't, I don't even try? Are you looking at things from a logical point of view, or are you of the mindset that if this vision, these goals, these dreams were placed in my heart, that I must have what I need on the inside, the capacity to be able to achieve them despite the circumstances? A positive attitude causes a chain reaction of positive thoughts, events, and outcomes. It is a catalyst, and it sparks extraordinary results. Wade Boggs, a positive attitude. You know, you can't have positivity and negativity residing in the same space, because what I've grown to realize on my journey, and I share this with you as a coach, that whatever you give your focus to, that is what you are giving life to. So if you constantly give your focus to the negativity, if you're constantly giving your focus to what's wrong in your life, what's wrong in your world, oh, woe is me, nobody knows the trouble I've seen. Everyone has had to face challenges. The key is, how do you press through the challenges that you face? Because what doesn't kill you is designed to make you better and to make you stronger. But many of us, we go through life circumstances and we don't grow stronger on the other side. All we do is murmur and complain. MC through every situation. If there's any negative in it, you can find it. And why do I say this with such passion as it relates to your vision, to your goals, and to your dreams as your coach, is that if you do not make a shift from that negative attitude to a healthy, hopeful attitude, you will not achieve your dream. You will not reach your goal. Your vision will not manifest. There will always be naysayers, individuals that will question and doubt and make you question and doubt because of their negativity. When we are on a journey, we have to learn to guard our ear gates of what we are hearing so that we can protect our attitude. If you are one of a positive mindset and your attitude is that of hope, you have to guard that. If you struggle and it's easy for you to go to that pessimistic place, that negative place, then you have to supercharge and infuse yourself with more positive thoughts, more positive energy, because the negative, it'll be there. Stuff is always going to be there. Challenges will always be present because life is laced with challenges. Challenges are a part of one's journey. You know what's so interesting? When you get a roadmap, you get that roadmap, and it shows you from point A to point B, right, or Z. But you don't understand the terrain in between, what you're going to have to endure in between, until you start the journey and get on the road. See, the map is not going to show you all of the obstacles that you'll have to overcome to get to the destination. But your attitude will, if it's in the healthy right place, will draw others into your vision to support your vision. Your attitude will become contagious. And you know, sometimes I struggle with this, being transparent as your coach, because of the different words and voices and stuff. I have to continuously remind myself that your attitude, not your aptitude, will determine your altitude. I have to continuously remind myself of various quotes that support me in the area of staying mindful of my attitude. And I want to encourage you to check your attitude continuously. Do a check-in, locate. As you know, Coach Adams is always saying, it is important, it is crucial and key, always know where we are, that we are continuously locating where we are on this journey known as life. Because you can have all of the strategic plans in place. You can have this tight and have it down and really rock this area. But if your passions don't align with your attitude, you'll have all of these great plans, but you will not reach the goals that you've set for yourself. Your vision will not manifest. You will not live out your dreams. Thomas Jefferson states, "Nothing can stop the man or the woman with the right mental attitude from achieving his goal." Nothing on earth can help the man with the wrong mental attitude. Life and death are in the power of the tongue. What we speak, what we release, we give life to. So when you say, "I can't, I won't, it's too great," then you won't, because you've put those words out in the atmosphere. But if you say, "I can, I will, I'm an overcomer, I can do all things, greater is He," you will begin to believe those mighty and powerful words of life that you speak. So check your attitude. Practically, how can you do that? Listen to the words that you speak. Are you speaking and breathing life into your life? Are you speaking and breathing life into the lives of others around you? This is key as it relates to your vision. Check in on those individuals that are part of your circle of trust. Who is speaking into your vision? Are negative words being spoken, words of doubt, into your vision? Are you being told you can't? Are you being questioned on the decisions that you're making associated with your vision? If so, you have to guard your ear gates. Guard who you are allowing to speak into your vision. Because their attitude, it's like secondhand smoke. Their attitude will affect your health. Just as secondhand smoke affects those in the atmosphere of the one that's smoking, you are affected. It may be secondhand, but guess what happens? That little seed of question and doubt, someone else comes and speaks a word, it begins to water that seed that has been planted. And if you don't have enough on the inside to support you around and away from those negative words and the negativity, guess what will happen? You will start to doubt and question. It's not to say that life doesn't present challenges every day. But the question is, where are you giving your focus? Are you focusing in on the challenges? Here's another wonderful quote that I can appreciate. I believe that a trusting attitude and a patient attitude go hand in hand. You see, when we let go and learn to trust God, it releases joy in your life. And when you trust God, you're able to be more patient. Patience is not just about waiting for something. It's about how you wait or your attitude while waiting. Joyce Meyer, what is your attitude in this process of waiting for the manifestation of your vision? What is this your attitude in this process of patience while you're waiting for your dreams to become a reality, while you're waiting for the achievement of your goal. What is your attitude in this waiting process? Are you constantly murmuring and complaining in seeing, as one would say? Or are you continuously speaking life into your life, rebuilding, redeveloping, reestablishing your attitude so that it stays in a healthy place? You know, sometimes it doesn't take much. One word can make a shift. And that's why a healthy attitude is contagious. Because when people are so used to, and in the world today, people are used to such negativity. So when you come from a place of a healthy attitude, it is contagious. And I love that the other part of this quote states, but don't wait. Don't wait to catch it from others. Be a carrier. Are you a carrier of a positive, healthy mental attitude? Do you carry this air of an attitude that's healthy, that's hopeful, that's positive? Do people get excited when you come in the room? Do you breathe life into the lives of others? Is your attitude contagious in a positive way? Because we can bring people down with that negativity, and that as well can be contagious. Do a check. Determine where you are. Because if you don't deal with where you are and locate your attitude in general around and about life, your attitude associated with your vision, your attitude as it relates to your goals, your attitude as it relates to living out your dreams. Do you feel like it's too late? Life has passed you by? It's never too late. As long as we have breath in our bodies, it's never too late to live out our dreams. Yes, life is about seasons, and yes, seasons shift and change, and maybe what your dreams were at age 19, they're no longer that at age 40, but you should still have dreams. There should still be a hope for a greater tomorrow, something that's worth you getting up every day for, fighting for, waiting to achieve. There's great power in achieving your dreams. At whatever age, it's never too late. Wow, you have tuned in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, and I am on fire. And I'm on fire because I'm preparing for the next Shape Up 4 Hours of Power with Coach Adams on next Saturday. Oh, my gosh, it's hard to believe that next Saturday I will come together in a live setting with those individuals who will be present, and we will be taking a great look at vision. What does that really mean? What does that look like as we will develop our shape live and in person at a whole different level and a different degree? As we continue on this Shape Up journey, and I thank you for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. It is my genuineness of heart that each week when you tune in as a faithful listener of Motivational Mondays, that you leave more equipped and empowered to fulfill your vision and to fulfill your dreams. And tonight we're talking about shaping up our attitude. Shape up your attitude. And I love, again, the quotes that we've been sharing throughout today's broadcast, because I feel like it's really giving great meat around this subject of attitude. I'm going to go back to one of the earlier quotes mentioned because I love it. It's simple, but yet it's so powerful and impactful. Winston Churchill, again, states, "Attitude is a little thing that makes a big difference." Our attitude, negative, positive, optimistic, pessimistic, what is your attitude associated with your vision, your attitude related to your goals, your attitude related to your dreams? Do you feel like your dreams will become a reality? Because your attitude is key. Developing an attitude of gratitude and give thanks for everything that happens to you, knowing that every step forward is a step towards achieving something bigger and better than your current situation. That's a quote by Brian Tracy. And I'm loving the richness from different points of view today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams around this subject of our attitude. Where do you need to make a shift in your attitude? Maybe your attitude is one that's very positive, but you have negative people in your midst. Maybe you need to make a shift. Maybe you are the one that can always find the negative in any given situation, and you need to be around more positive people so that you now are shifting your thoughts to positive thoughts. You now are the one that is bringing with you and being the carrier of a healthy attitude. Remember, a healthy attitude is contagious, but don't wait to catch it from others. Don't let it be like the flu, you're waiting to catch it from somebody else. No. Be the carrier of the antidote for negativity. Be the carrier of positivity. Be the carrier of hope. Be the carrier of one who, in spite of the challenges, believes in their dream. If you believe it long enough, guess what? It will happen. Everything starts with a seed of hope, a seed of I want to be or I desire to achieve. Everything starts with a seed. How will you water that seed? Will you water it with positivity or negativity? How will you water that seed? If you have a positive attitude and constantly strive to give your best effort, eventually you will overcome your immediate problems and find you are ready for greater challenges. Pat Riley. I love it. The richness of the words that are being spoken, weakness of attitude becomes weakness of character. Albert Einstein. Is your character weak because of your attitude? Oh, I know you're sitting there, or you're laying there, or you're driving, you're walking, whatever, and you're saying, Coach Adams, but you don't know my struggle. You're right, I don't. But you don't know mine. But our mindset is a choice. Our attitude is a choice. You don't have to continuously give life to negativity. You can make a decision and say, in spite of, I will achieve my dreams. In spite of, my vision will become a reality. In spite of, I will achieve my goals. Do you want your goals enough that you're willing to fight for them against all odds? Or have you just thrown in the towel? Have you given up, given in, said enough is enough? That is the question that I want to put in the atmosphere today as we now transition to welcome your feedback, your comments, your thoughts here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Shape up your attitude. I want you to know that the lines are now open and we encourage you to chime in. Want to give you the opportunity to share from your point of view around this subject of attitude. Do you battle this thing called attitude? Are you struggling with the manner, the disposition, your feelings, your position of where you are, the tendency of where you are, this place in your mind? Are you struggling with that position or posture? I want to hear from you today on Motivational Monday. Are you getting anything from today's broadcast? Anything that you can take away and really glean as it relates to your vision and your dreams and the manifestation of that? Want to hear from you. Invite you to chime in at this time. As we do in every episode, we continue forward and we want to continue this journey on developing our shape. You know, your attitude shapes your thoughts. And the question is raised, what is your attitude about your vision? What is your attitude about your goals? What is your attitude about your dreams? You know, this is a battle that we all face. We all have to battle this mindset of attitude. And I want to thank you, our global listening audience, for chiming in. And I want to thank area code 702, last four digits, 5600. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Welcome. What's your question or comment?
Good evening, Coach Adams.
Good evening.
Good evening. My question to you is, you're talking about attitudes, and I'm not really sure. I'm really not sure. You know, I have visions, and I see opportunities, and I fail to make them happen because my vision is somewhere else. My vision is bigger than the opportunity that comes to me. So I need to know how to change my attitude where I can make my visions happen.
You know, caller, I must say that that is a great question. And I hear your heart. I hear the sincerity of your heart. And I want to share with you that what I have grown to learn to be true is that we have to, one, appreciate every opportunity, large or small. And in appreciating each opportunity, large or small, in addition to that, we have to be faithful with each opportunity because we all want the big dream to manifest. I'm with you on that. But we won't get the big dream, we won't get the big goals until we are faithful with the opportunities that are given and faithful over little, and then we can be ruler over much. And so I don't know your journey personally, but what I would like to encourage you in is that recognize that every opportunity is a stepping stone if you utilize it as such in the direction of your vision. For example, when I was in real estate and property management, and when I got the vision of, you know, some of what I'm living out today as the speaker, but I was in the corporate setting still. It was interesting because I had to see the opportunity that it was one that was helping me to develop and grow in where I was going. And so always understanding that, yes, the vision is greater, the picture is bigger, but will we be faithful right where we are and allow that season of opportunity that we're presented with to support us in where we're going? Use every moment. Be faithful in every moment. Learn what you can learn. Grow as best as you can as you continue to move forward. Despise not small beginnings, but appreciate every opportunity as a stepping stone to move you to the next level, and be faithful.
Well, that makes a lot of sense. Thank you.
You're so very welcome. Yes.
And I love the fact you said about attitudes and not being negative with the things and the people that are around you. I've been experiencing that a lot lately. Give you an example. Facebook. I decided I was going to start Facebooking again. I put it down. I put it down because it was very negative. It made my heart very heavy. I didn't see very many people trying to solve problems, but complain. And recently I have decided today that I can't spend as much time on Facebook because of that. My energy has been put on Facebook and not on what I should be doing. Did
and
I
you know,
confuse
I
you?
Have, no, you didn't confuse me at all, and I was just...
Hello? Hello?
I do apologize for the technical difficulties, and I trust that we are still engaged here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. This is Coach Adams, and we are shaping up our attitude today. We were engaged with a caller. Caller, if you are still engaged and on the line with us, if you would press 1 on your telephone keypad, 1 on your telephone keypad. Again, I do apologize for the technical hiccups, but let us recap where we've been on this journey. And caller, if you are still there, I do welcome you to continue to engage with us. Oh, I see you're there. Let's transition our caller, 702, last four
yes.
digits, 5600. Hello, Ms. Cheryl, is that you?
Yes, ma'am, it is.
Wonderful, and I do apologize for that technical difficulty and that hiccup. We were talking about Facebook, and we were talking about the negative energy and making the decision, because if I understood everything correctly and just wanted to recap and bring us back from where we came, we were talking about having to make the decision to step away from Facebook because of all of the negativity, people complaining, problems, no problem solving. Is that the gist of what you were saying? Did I get the heart of what you were sharing?
Yes, it is. I have come to the conclusion that it's the wrong place for me to be.
Got it.
For information. You know, there is no information on there. There is, they need counselors, they need mentors, they need coaches. And I just don't think that I have that much experience doing it. So I'm going to have to remove myself from Facebook. You know,
got
but,
it, and you know.
I want to first say thank you for teaching me what a journey is. I mean, years ago you said, I want you to do your journey, write down your journey. And it's really just coming to light of it's all a journey. You know, and I have to thank you for that. Just trying to make myself better in my journey of life.
My pleasure. And, you know, we're all in that same boat together. Or I should say I'm in that boat with you. I don't want to assume where others are, but I know I'm in that boat with you. Daily fighting to make myself better, that the life around those around me would have a greater impact because of my life being better. And I want to encourage you. I obviously, if you feel you need to pull off of Facebook, I have no stock in Facebook. I'm not an advocate to say stay. What I do want to remind us of, one of the quotes I shared, that we should be a carrier of a healthy attitude, be it in that Facebook environment or wherever it is, that we make the decision to be carriers. And that is really what today's broadcast is all about, that we know that our attitude affects everything. And now when I shift my attitude, how can I affect the world around me? Be it one person in my circle, two people, 10 people. Imagine, if you will, if everybody on the planet affected one person. The world would be that much greater and that much better, in a more healthy place, attitude-wise, versus the negativity. You know, many years ago, my mentors taught me that we receive one positive word to 25 negative words, and that is something that has really stuck with me. And when you listen and observe people and what they're speaking, it is all of that negativity. And that's what the world is. And so the desire is, how can we individually and collectively be a carrier for greater positivity, be a carrier for the solution? Like you were saying, people are speaking the issues, the challenges, the issues, the challenges, but no one's speaking what can we do as a solution, as a resolution to these challenges. And with, you know, social media and all of that, it gives people a platform to just simply vent and murmur and complain. And others are listening to, they're drawn into that murmuring and complaining. If more people would use that platform to be a carrier of a healthy attitude, that would become contagious. So I encourage you, in whatever platform you determine you're going to be in, I encourage you to make a difference right where you are. Be a carrier of a healthy attitude, and that healthy attitude will become contagious.
Oh, okay. It is an attitude change.
It is. It really is. You know, it really is an attitude change, and we have the power to make that change. And the challenge is that the negativity is affecting you versus you affecting the negativity. And we're all guilty. It's a struggle, because when you give your attention to that, our focus to that, you know, negativity constantly. I had someone in my life many years ago, and they would watch the news all the time. and their mindset was that of all of those negative images. And I knew exactly why. It was like you're watching the news all the time. You're constantly getting fed all of this negativity. And so their life was governed based on those negative images because they were giving their attention to those negative images. You know, the young people today, why are they lashing out? Why do we see the violence? Everything is so violent today, and we're giving our attention to that, you know?
Yes, that is so true. Because that's all you see on TV is the negativity and the violence.
It is, and that's what we're giving our attention to. I have to say, I thank you so much, Ms. Cheryl, for playing in Coach Adams' sandbox, for being a faithful listener of Motivational Mondays and one of my biggest fans. I so truly love and appreciate you, and I'm so grateful for you. I don't take your support lightly or for granted. I'm very grateful, and it means the world to me. You could be doing a lot of other things on a Monday, and you make the decision to tune in to Motivational Mondays, and I'm truly grateful for that, and you're one of our greatest advocates. So thank you, thank you, thank you. It's amazing how quickly an hour of power flies by. But I do want to share with you, our global listening audience, that you have a couple of days left to still register and benefit from advanced registration for my Win Shop. Fast approaching. We are on the countdown. Literally 5 days. Well, you know, the sixth day is the actual event, but you get what I'm saying. We're counting down the days and the hours and the moments for the next Win Shop 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. You know, I want to let you know and be reminded that we do have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum to continue this dialogue. So maybe you didn't get an opportunity to ask your question or make a comment. I want you to know you can do that live through the social networks that are available. If you have not yet registered for 4 hours of power, you can visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. Looking forward to those that will be sharing in the journey. And truly, it is a journey. I love that you brought that statement out, Ms. Cheryl, the journey, because it is. Life is truly a journey. You know, with each Win Shop, and this is now, I believe, the fourth or fifth Win Shop since the launch of this journey, I often say life is like a box of chocolates, the whole Forrest Gump. You never know what you're going to get sometimes when you bring people together and all of that. But what I can say is each Win Shop has been a rich and empowering time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment around one's dreams, goals, and visions, personally and professionally. And I want you to be reminded that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success twice a year. In January and July, we host our live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. As an offshoot to that, then we offer our winner circle. You must attend a Win Shop to qualify for the winner's circle. So if you are interested and need more information, you're welcome to give us a call at 310-289-2101, 310-289-2101, or again, visit ticketriver.com/Coach Adams, ticketriver.com/Coach Adams for this Saturday's 4 hours of power Win Shop. Receive empowering tools to win in life on your journey and become more equipped to reach your goals personally and professionally. Sponsorship opportunities are still available. Maybe you're not able to attend and you want to sow a seed and give the gift of empowerment, you can do that at ticketriver.com/Coach Adams. If you're not already a part of my network, I encourage you to visit coachadams.com to add yourself to my network, coachadams.com. Looking forward to connecting with you on next week, and want to give you a call to action as we close out today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. I want to give you a call to action. Determine what you need to do each day to fuel your positive attitude. What do you need to do? Is it, like our caller said, stepping away from Facebook because that for her is negativity and too much time is given to that focus? Determine what you need to do to fuel a more positive, healthy mental attitude. Because remember, it is not all of what you know. It's your attitude, not your aptitude. Your aptitude is all of what you know to determine your altitude. Again, that's a quote by Zig Ziglar. So I encourage you, as we get on this journey of continuing to shape up so that we can win in developing our shape, that you do what you need to do to put yourself in a better attitude position, an attitude that's positive, an attitude that's healthy, an attitude that is filled with hope, a positive, optimistic mental attitude. Your call to action is determine what you need to do and take the necessary action steps required to move in that direction for you to shape up and win. We thank you so much for you tuning in to Motivational Monday with Coach Adams. Now is the time to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately live your dreams. I coach and you win. Again, thank you for tuning in to Motivational Monday with Coach Adams. Signing off for now.